两处的圣经。
Let's read two places of scriptures.
第一处。
The first one.
是在士师记的十三章一到八节。
Judges chapter 13, verse 1 to 8.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华将他们交在非利士人手中四十年。那时有一个索拉人，是属但族的，名叫马诺亚，他的妻不怀孕不生育。耶和华的使者向那妇人显现，对他说，向来你不怀孕不生育，如今你必怀孕生一个儿子，所以你当谨慎，清酒浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃，你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细尔人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。妇人就回去对丈夫说，有一个神人到我面前来，他的相貌如神使者的相貌，甚是可畏，我没有问他从哪里来，他也没有将他的名告诉我，却对我说，你要怀孕生一个儿子，所以清酒浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃，因为这孩子从出胎一直到死必归神做拿细尔人。马诺亚就祈求耶和华说，主啊，求你再差遣那神人到我们这里来，好指教我们怎样带着将要生的孩子。
Again the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. Now there was a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danite, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children.And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, Indeed now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, and not to eat anything unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head.For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. So the woman came and told her husband, saying, A man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of the angel of God, very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. And he said to me, Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son.Now drink no wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Now Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, O my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born.
那么在这里我们注意到十三章的一节那里说，以色列人他们是在非利士人手中四十年。
We noticed that in the first verse, the Israelites was in the hand of the Philistines for 40 years.
那么这句话就告诉我们说，参孙的年代是以色列人他们进入迦南地以后漫漫长夜的那么一段的年代。
So this verse tells us the times of Samson was the longest dark time after the Israelites entered the land of Canaan.
因为在所有的士师记的记录的里边，以色列人他们在敌人的辖制上下面的话，他们最长也不过十年八年，或者说是十八年。
So in the history, according to the records, the Israelites were under the control of the enemies for as long as eight to ten years.
但是神却把他们放在非利士人的手下四十年。
But God delivered them into the hand of Philistines for 40 years.
所以实在来说，这是创纪录的。
So this is the kind of record making thing for.
第二这句话就告诉我们说，是耶和华将他们交在非利士人手下四十年。
And the second thing the verse tells us, it was God who delivered them into the hand of the Philistines.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们看周遭的环境。
So brothers and sisters, when we are looking at the environments around us,
看我们的生活
our lives,
好像充满了就是各样偶然和机缘的巧合。
It seems like we are full of accidentals accidental things.
那么我想那个时代的以色列人大概也是这样的。
I think that probably the same for the Israelites in history.
他们看到周边的敌人，他们是轮番的而来。
They saw that enemies are coming round after round.
他们来欺压他们。
They are attacking them.
先是摩押人迦南人。
First is the people of Ammon and then the Canaanites.
后来是米甸人，现在又是非利士人。
And then people of Midian and then and now here the Philippines, the Philistines.
那么他们当然感到他们是不胜其扰的。
Of course they feel that they are not capable of defeat them.
刚才这个领诗的弟兄就问我们说，当我们在一个难处的当中，我们会去寻找。
The brother who led us to sing the hymn told us that when we are in the difficulties, we will go out and to seek.
所以弟兄们也问年轻人说，我们寻找的时候你会找到什么？
So the brothers also asked our the youth, what are you looking for? What have you found when you seek the Lord?
但是我们读到今天的圣经告诉我们说，以色列人他们四十年的当中，他们不寻找。
The Bible tells us in the 40 years of Israel's history, they didn't seek.
他们在非利士人手下四十年那么长的时间，他们没有祷告。
Under the control of the Philistines for 40 years, they didn't even pray.
神倒是愿意他们来寻找，愿意他们来祷告，他们一定就能够找到的。
God is so willing that they can come to seek Him. They will find Him.
因为我们的主应许人说，你叩门就一定会给你开门的。
Because the Lord promised that if you knock on the door to seek Him, you will find Him.
弟兄姊妹，他们为什么不寻找？他们为什么不祷告？因为他们麻木了。
Why didn't they seek? Why didn't they pray? Because they didn't feel anything.
他们觉得这些的事情好像发生在他们的周围，不过是人生的巧合而已。
They felt that everything that happened around them is just accidental.
今天我们对属灵的事情没有感觉，常常因为我们觉得发生在我们生活当中一切的事情不过就是巧合而已。
Today we feel nothing about the things happening around us because we feel everything is just accidental.
但是诗诗记十三章一节的这句话就告诉我们说。
But the first verse of the Judges chapter 13 tells us,
神儿女所有的经历，正面的也好，负面的也好，都是出于神的。
As children of God, our environments, our experiences, even if positive or negative, all come from the Lord.
如果是出于神的，当然就在神的全面的掌管之下的。
If it is from the Lord, then it is under His full control.
我们的经历是有原因，是有目的的。
We have this goal for our experience.
是为要成全神美好的旨意。
To fulfill His glorious, His good purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这是信与不信看人生的一个分水岭。
This is a difference. This is a gap between believing or non-believers.
不是出于偶然，是必然。
This is not from accidental things. This is.Of deeds to be fulfilled.
那么这个当然也是我们读旧约历史一个很重要的一个意义。
And then this is a very important meaning when we are reading the Old Testament.
那么这句话就告诉我们说，参孙的年代是大卫时代的一个影子。
And this verse also tells us the times of Samson was the introduction into King David.
因为我们看见在撒母耳记上下的里边，无论是扫罗王也好，大卫也好，他们都是与非利士人征战的那个勇士。
Because when we are looking at the first and the second Samuel, either Saul, King Saul, or King David, they're all battling with the Philistines.
非利士人是以色列人在迦南地一个最主要的敌人。
Philistines was the main enemy for the Israelites on the land of Canaan.
他们的特性，他们属灵的意义都是很特别的。
They're representing very specially in the spirit.
他们和以色列人之间的那个征战来往，不但是时日长久，就像我们今天读到这是有四十年。
The battles between the Philistines and the Israelites are very long, like 40 years.
那么，而且神也借着他们在以色列人当中就引进了那个大卫作王的那个年代。
And also God used the Philistines to usher in a new era with David as the king.
我们再来读一段新约圣经，在希伯来书十一章。
Let's read another scripture in the New Testament, the Hebrew, book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
从三十二到三十四节。
From 32, verse 32 to 34.
我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒穆尔和众先知的事，时候就不够了。他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword.Out of weakness were made strong, became violent in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
参孙的一生，我们如果从人的眼光来看，实在来说是失败的人生。
So from the man's perspective, the life of Samson is a failed one.
但是新约圣经却把这个我们看来是一败涂地的人放在信心伟人的那个行列的里边。
But the New Testament referred Samson as a failed one to be one of the giants of faith.
叫我们看见说神的定论和人的定论是何等大的不同。
And that's to see how different between our determinations and God's.
那么约翰牛顿弟兄他曾经有一句话他就讲。
Our brother John Newton has the saying.
他说无赖如我也能够得救。
He says, "A wretch like me can be saved."
弟兄姊妹，今天我们读参孙的故事，我们也可以照着我们弟兄里边的感觉，有一句话可以这样讲。
Today, when we're reading the story of Samson, we can have this word in us.
我如参孙也能够得胜。
I, a person like Samson, can also win a victory.
我们怎么靠主赐给我们的恩典得救？
How can we be saved by the grace from God?
我们也怎么能够靠着主的赐给我们的能力，我们得胜的？
We can also win the victory according to the power He gave us.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你知道我们的需要，你也知道我们的软弱。
You know what we need and also where our weaknesses.
因为我们有一位慈悲尊这个尊荣的大祭司。
Because we have this almighty and then glorious highly priest, high priest.
他知道我们一切的需要，因为他也在地上跟我们有一样的经历。
He knows what we need because he has this same experience as us.
所以我们可以坦然无惧地来到他施恩的宝座的前面。
So that we can come before this mercy seat boldly.
我要得连续蒙恩惠，主你做我们随时的帮助。
Gain the grace and mercy and as the help in the time of need.
主早晨我们把我们自己交在主你话语的光中。
This morning we commit ourselves into your light.
我们愿主你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
祷告乃是奉主耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
参孙做士师的年代，我们用今天的一句话来说，就是漫漫长夜的年代。
The times of Samson can be described as a very long night.
那么圣经就告诉我们有四十年之久的。
The Bible tells us it was 40 years.
那么在过去的年间，以色列人他们虽然被他们的敌人有辖制过的。
For the previous years, even the Israelites have been conquered and attacked by other enemies.
那么他们最多我们刚才讲过了，也不过十年八年而已。
But for just 8 to 10 years.
好像眼前的难处，我们讲熬一熬，挺一挺就可以过去了。
It seems that if we can endure a little bit longer, we can conquer the difficulties.
所以他们并不感觉到他们的对手有多么的强大。
So they didn't feel that how strong their enemy is.
或者我们这样说，以色列人他们从来没有感觉过说他们自己会有多么的软弱，会有多么的落后。
Or in other words, maybe the Israelites never felt how weak they were.
弟兄姊妹，人是很现实的。
Brothers and sisters, human beings are very practical.
如果我们不感觉到自己的无能和无助，我们就不会来依靠神的，难道不是吗？
We will never come to seek Lord if we cannot feel our weaknesses.
但是直到非利士人他们来了以后，以色列人就再不敢这么想了。
But not until the coming of the Philistines, they stopped thinking that way.
那么读前面读经的弟兄就告诉我们说
The previous Bible scholars told us,
非利士人他们是原来居住在海岛的那些的民族。
The Philistines was a nation living on islands.
他们到处的飘来飘去，他们居无定所的。
They were wandering around.
所以他们是叫做海岛民族，或者我们叫做海上的民族。
They were called a nation of the sea or the nation of islands.
那么是稀奇的很，到了士师记的时代的后期。
But amazingly, at the end of the Judges,
那么熟悉旧约的弟兄姊妹就会知道，那是在士师记的第十章左右。
Brothers and sisters, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know, about the time of the chapter 10 of Judges.
那么有一位士师叫做耶弗他，他在以色列人中秉政的那个时候。
There was a person called Jephthah, he was the judge of Israel.
我们注意一件事情是很稀奇的，这些非利士人他们就离开了他们原先所居住的那些的海岛。
There's one thing that was amazing that the Philistines left the islands they live in.
那么他们就飘来飘去，就飘到迦南地的那个海岸。
They're wandering around and eventually they settled down on the coastal area of the land of Canaan.
那么他们上了岸以后，他们就在那里定居下来。
And they finally settled down in the land of Canaan.
而且他们一上岸，他们立刻就和当地的居民迦南地的人，那么他们就联合起来攻击以色列人。
Right after that, they just joined the Canaanites and attacked Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们读到这一段历史的时候，我们当然要问：难道这一切都是偶然的历史事件吗？
When we're reading this history, we ask if that's accidental?
难道这些海岛的民族，他们某年某月的某一天，他们厌倦了在大海上面飘来飘去的生活？
Did they just get tired of the life on the sea for one day or one moment?
然后他们突发奇想地说，我们不如上岸去生活吧。
And they just came up this idea, oh, why don't we just come to the land and live there?
那弟兄姊妹，即便他们是这样的话，那么他们为什么要选择在迦南地而不是在别处他们登陆上岸呢？
Even though that is true, why did they choose the land of Canaan other than anywhere else?
那么他们可以到黎巴嫩去的。
They could go to Lebanon.
那么这个前面读经的弟兄告诉我们说，黎巴嫩要比迦南的海岸那个时候要富裕得多。
The Bible scholars told us that island, that coast area was richer than the land of Canaan.
那么他们也可以往南到埃及去登陆的。
And they can also go to go southway to the coastland of Egypt.
那么我们就知道，在埃及那个时候，尼罗河流域是非常非常富裕的。
We know that at that time the area over there was very rich.
那么他们也可以往北到意大利的海边去登陆。
They can also go northway to the coastline of Italy.
他们为什么要选择在迦南地的这个海岸登陆吗？弟兄姊妹，这难道一切是偶然发生的吗？
Why did they choose the land of Canaan? Was that accidental?
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们学校里的教科书明明白白说的，历史，一切的历史都是偶然的。
So I assume that in your history book, they told you that all the history is accidental.
但是我们感谢主，他不但给了我们圣经。
Thank the Lord, He did not only give us the Bible.
他还给了我们士师记十三章第一节的那一句话。
But also gave us the first verse of chapter 13 of Judges.
是耶和华把以色列人交在非利士人的手下四十年。
It was God who delivered them into the hand of Philistines for 40 years.
弟兄姊妹，人类的历史都是神的作为。
Brother and sister, the history of human being is the work of God.
历史不是人的故事，是神的故事。
History is not the story of human being, it is His story.
是他的故事。
His story.
弟兄姊妹，这是士师记十三章到十六章参孙故事的那个背景。
The brother and sister, that is the backdrop of the story of Samson in the Judges 13, chapter 13 through 16.
那么我们回头来看非利士人。
Let's come back and look at the Philistines.
非利士人是迦南地所有居民的当中最先掌握炼铁技术的民族。
So the Philistines were the first nation among all nations on the land of Canaan to grasp the technologies of iron making.
那么今天我们用钢用铁，我们觉得不稀奇。
We don't think it's like anything marvelable or anything remarkable to make irons.
但是在参孙生活的年代，你要用铁的话，那是先进的不得了的。
But at the times of Samson, it is very remarkable to make irons.
我们或者我们可以这样说，非利士人是带着当时最先进的炼铁技术，他们在迦南地上岸的。
So the Philistines took the most advanced technologies of iron making, and then they entered the land of Canaan.
那个时候的以色列人，他们在非利士人的面前就好像傻瓜一样的。
So the Israelites looked very stupid before the Philistines.
他们手里除了又笨重又不方便的铜器以外，他们根本不知道世界上竟然还有铁器的。
They didn't even know there was irons in the world because they only have those bronze tools in their hands.
所以当非利士人他们出现在迦南地上的时候，
When the Philistines appeared in the land of Canaan,
他们对以色列人的优势是绝对压倒性的。
They have this absolute advance over the Israelites.
现在以色列人自从他们进迦南地的那一天起，他们现在不得不承认说，他们的敌人是强大，是强大到一个地步，是战胜不了的。
They just had to admit, after the Philistines entered the land of Canaan, that their enemy was powerful, which is undefeatable.
我们刚才讲到人的天性。
We were talking about the nature of human being.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个天性都在我们里边。
Today, the human nature is right within us.
我们不到这一个地步，我们不会喜欢刚才弟兄带我们唱的那首诗歌的。
If we are not reached to that point, we will not like the hymn that we just sang.
或者弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌，他再有感觉，再有感觉，我们里边没有感觉的。
However, he felt strong. How strongly he felt about that hymn, we don't have feelings inside.
因为当我们的经历多了以后，我们觉得我们没有什么干渴。
Because when we experience more, we feel that we don't have thirst in us.
我们可以干一干，渴一渴，但是我们咬咬牙就挺过去了。
Maybe we're so thirsty, but we can conquer that after a long time.
所以你看见了吗？这就是神要叫非利士人在迦南地上岸的那个原因。
So have you seen that is the point why God put Philistines on the land of Canaan?
现在以色列人他们面对非利士人，他们不得不承认说。
When they're facing the Philistines today, they had to admit.
我们太落后了，我们太软弱了。
We are so weak. We are so poor.
他们前面的敌人实在是太强大了。
The enemies before us is so powerful.
那么这次我到纽约的弟兄姊妹当中去服侍。
This time when we're serving the brothers and sisters in New York.
那么有一位就在纽约谷歌总部工作的年轻的弟兄。
there is a brother working in the headquarters in Google.
那么就他很好心，他就带我们到谷歌的总部去参观。
He was so kind and then gave us a tour to the headquarters of Google.
那么弟兄姊妹，就着我当时眼睛所看到的，耳朵所听到的。
According to what I have seen and heard.
我里边只有一个感觉。
There is only one feeling within me.
就好像士师时代的那个以色列人。
Just like the Israelites in the time of Judges.
他们见到手里拿着铁器的非利士人。
When they saw the people of Philistines holding all those iron tools.
你不服输是不行的，你不得不感叹说，他们我们真的是太落后了。
You have to admit that we are so weak.
世界实在是太强大，太先进了。
This world is so powerful, so advanced.
那么非利士人他们不但是手里拿铁器的民族。
The Philistines is not only the nation holding all the iron tools.
那么他们还封锁了那个制作铁器的技术。
And they also kept those technologies of making iron tools to themselves.
所以在撒母耳记上十三章十九节那里就有一句话说。
So in the First Samuel chapter 13 verse 19 there is a one verse.
那时以色列全地没有一个铁匠。
Not a blacksmith could be found in the whole land of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，所有的以色列人。
Brothers and sisters, all the Israelites.
他们居住在以色列的全地的当中。
They're living on in a land of Israelites, the whole land.
没有一个人知道铁是怎么炼出来的。
Nobody knew how the iron was made.
那么以色列人在非利士人这样的，他们在非利士人的手下。
That's how the Israelites were under in the hand of the Philistines.
那就真是漫漫长夜，他们永远没有翻身的机会。
And that is truly a long night, dark night that they will never win.
其次我们看非利士人他们是航海的民族。
And secondly, we can see that Philistines is a nation of sailing.
所以我们知道世界各地的航海的民族他们都有一个专长。
We can see that all the nations of sailing all have this expertise.
那么这个专长就是商业和贸易。
That is the business and trading.
那以色列人他们在埃及地是做了烧砖的苦工。
So the Israelites were doing this,
烧砖
heating or the bricks in the land of Canaan.
那么他们到了迦南地呢，他们就做了劳力的农夫和牧人。
And then they became the farmers, and then in the land of Canaan.
那么这个就是他们的眼界。
That was their vision.
他们的眼界里边，人大概除了烧砖，还有农夫，还有牧人以外。这个就是他们的人生了。
In their understanding, maybe just the bricks making and also the farmers are the whole things for the human.
但是现在非利士人来了。
But now the Philistines has come.
这些人他们从商业贸易里边赢得的财富，那么就叫这些做过烧砖的苦工，这些做农夫和牧人的以色列人，他们真是大开眼界了。
So the Philistines, the treasures they gathered through the business and trading has enlarged their vision of those farmers and then those workers.
弟兄姊妹，人的天性就是见钱眼开的。
So the nature of people all love money.
现在这些以色列人，他们当然是从心里他们是服输的。
So now the Israelites are or admit that they are weak.
他们从心里就羡慕这些穿金戴银的非利士人。
They truly admired those Philistines with all the irons and then silver and gold.
那么还有一点很重要的，就是非利士人他们的生活习惯，他们是群居，他们是杂婚的。
Another thing which is very important is that they live in groups and with intermarriages.
那么他们本来就是一个多民族通婚的后代。
They're the descendants of the multiple nations and the intermarriages.
那么现在这样的人，他们做了以色列人的邻居了。
Now people like that became the neighbor of Israelites.
就算是以色列人不去找他们。
Even though the Israelites didn't come to go to them.
就算是以色列人在他们和非利士人之间的边界上面，就像现在我们和这个墨西哥的边界以后，你造了那么高的墙。
Even though they had built such a tall wall between them and the Philistines, like today we have between us, the U.S. and the Mexico,
你也挡不住非利士人的。
You cannot stop the Philistines.
因为他们就是一个群居，他们就是一个杂婚的民族。
Because they are the nation living in groups and they have intermarriages.
他们非常的热情，非常的主动，他们会来找以色列人跟他们通婚的。
They are so passionate and active. They will come to the Israelites to marry with them.
那么有一位弟兄，他要到远方去工作。
There's a brother who is going to a very far place to work.
A young brother.
于
是年长的弟兄就想就着约翰一书二章十五节那句话，你们不要爱世界和世界上的事，就想和这个年轻的弟兄就有一些的彼此的劝勉。
So there is an elderly brother who wants to have some fellowship with him using the 1 John chapter 25. Do not love this world. If you love this world, your heart is the love of Father is not in you.
那么这个年轻的弟兄，我们都经过年轻，我们就知道年轻就是好。
We have all been young, the youth is great.
因为你年轻了，你什么都不怕的。
We don't fear anything if we are young.
所以这个年轻的弟兄他就信心满满对年长的弟兄讲，你放心，我不会去爱世界的。
So he is like so confident and then told this elder brother said, please, Trust me, I won't love this world.
那么年长的弟兄就回答他说
And this elder brother answered,
虽然你不爱世界，但是世界会来爱你的。
Even though you don't love this world will come to you.
那么士师记的十六章和撒母耳记上的五章就告诉我们说
In the Judges chapter 16 and then the First Samuel chapter 5.
非利士人他们拜的一个偶像啊，是人的头，鱼的身体。
Philistines' idol, their false god, is a human head with a fish body.
那么他们的偶像的名字呢，叫做鲧。
And then their idol's name is called Dagon.
那么非利士人他们只要借着通婚，他们进到以色列人里边的话。
Through the intermarriages, they will come into the Israelites.
那么他们的偶像一定是会进来的。
Their idols will come in too.
弟兄姊妹，这是再自然不过的事情。
That is natural.
你可以筑高墙，但是你挡不了婚姻的。
You can live within a high walls, but you cannot stop marriages.
那么现在我们就知道了，非利士人他们在属灵的意义的上面，代表这个强大。先进财富和掺杂的世界。
So spiritually, we know that the Philistines represent this powerful, advanced wealth and impure world.
那么，如果非利士人他们进到以色列人的生活当中，把以色列人压制在他们手下长达四十年，到底有什么意义呢？
So when the Philistines come into the Philistines and compress them for 40 years, what does that mean?
那么我们感谢神，他借着以色列人，他们在非利士人手下受压制，这个漫漫长夜的环境。
We thank the Lord for the environment of the Israelites being compressed by the Philistines for 40 years.
第一，神预备了以色列人的性格。
Now, firstly, God prepared the characters of Israelites' life.
他们自从进到迦南地以后，以色列人是过一天算一天的性格。
When they came to the land of Canaan, they lived their lives casually.
现在非利士人来了，他们就清楚明白说，他们必须起来征战了。
Now the Philistines are here. They came to understand and realize that they have to rise up and battle.
弟兄姊妹，因为非利士人他们不但强大。
Because the Philistines are not only very strong, powerful.
实在来说，非利士人他们太主动了，他们太热情了。
And they are so passionate and so active.
他们到了一个地方，他们就恨不得把这一个地方就变成非利士第二。
They're so desire to transform the land that they're in to be the land of Philistines.
如果以色列人他们现在不起来去迎着他们敌人的话，
if the Israelites didn't stand up and fight the enemies,
他们不去主动的去挑战他们的敌人去和他们征战的话，
if they didn't rise up and challenge their enemies to fight with them,
弟兄姊妹，恐怕他们不需要第二个四十年。
Probably they won't need another 40 years.
以色列人就真的是要从迦南地的地面上就消失了。
They will disappear from the land of Canaan.
所以我们看见说，当参孙在那个年代、那个环境里边被兴起来做士师的时候，
So we see when Samson was raised up as the judge at that time.
我们说他不十全十美的。
He was not perfect.
他做事实不是那么称职的。
And he was even not qualified.
他做拿西尔人不是一个好的拿西尔人。
He was not even a good Nazarite.
但是我们不可否认的就是在参孙身上他有一个鲜明的、很鲜明的性格。
But it is undeniable that there is one clear characteristic in him.
那就是在这个人里边他有一个很强的那个征战的灵。
That in him there was a spirit of battle.
这个征战的灵，这个主动性，弟兄姊妹，我们在扫罗文身上，我们在大卫的身上也是看得很清楚。
We can see the spirit of battle in King Saul and King David.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们中国人常说富不过三代。
Chinese people also say, you cannot go be rich after three generations.
这句话在属灵的世上也是真实的。
That is also true for the spiritual thing.
你有没有看见到了所罗门王的时候？
Have you seen that until the time of King Solomon?
这个征战的灵，这个主动性就再也看不见了。
We can't find the active, the spirit of battle in him.
你看见了吗，弟兄姊妹？这就是神在漫漫长夜里那个四十年里边那个宝贵的工作。
That is the very precious work in this 40 years long dark night.
我们怎么能够说这四十年是荒废的四十年？
How can we see that the 40 years has been wasted?
有的弟兄姊妹读到士师记这一段的经历的时候，就说这个是以色列人无所事事的四十年。
When some people, when they're reading this history of Israelites, they will say, the Israelites are doing nothing at that time.
因为他们不祷告，不寻求神。
Because they didn't pray or seek God.
但是弟兄姊妹，人会失败，神从来不失败。
But brothers and sisters, humans will fail, but not God.
人会放弃，但是神从来不放弃的。
We will give up, but not God.
虽然以色列人他们无所事事，但是神却是一直在那里做工的四十年。
Even though the Israelites were doing nothing, but God has been always doing His work.
我们今天读到参孙的故事，我们要问一个问题：如果没有四十年的漫漫长夜，参孙这个人怎么会出现呢？
When we are reading the history of Samson, we will have to ask this question. Without this 40 years, long dark night, how come Samson will appear in the history?
这都是经过神的工作的预备和制作才能够成就的。
That is through the preparation and making of God's work.
弟兄姊妹，这恐怕是我们今天最需要主的工作在我们身上做补足的地方。
Brothers and sisters, maybe this is the most important thing, reason why we need God's work in us.
我们今天要求主来做这个工作。
Today, we need to pray for God to do this work.
我们要来感谢主为着这个工作。
We need to thank Him for His work.
哪怕是漫漫长夜，这个工作也是值得我们感谢他的。
Even through a long dark night, this is worthy our praise and thanks.
因为我们里边那个征战的灵不够强。
Because the spirit of battle in us is not powerful enough.
不够主动。
Not active enough.
我们不过是一把借来的斧子。
We are just a landed, a borrowed ox.
你发现没有？这把借来的斧子，我们在神家里用是很得心应手的。
You can know that we are used very frequent. We are very 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 well in the house of God.
这把借来的斧子好吗？现在在我手上，我砍这个砍那个，我们怎么弄我们都行的。
We can use it very well in the house of God. We can use it to do anything.
但是你发现没有了，只要人一出了教会，这把斧子就沉到水里去了。
But have you seen that when we leave the church, this axe will sink to the bottom of the river?
今天我们常常的会在我们生活和侍奉的里边，我们遇见征战的。
Today, oftentimes that we will encounter all those difficulties and battles in our lives and services.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时候，你要不就是做一只鸵鸟，你把头埋到沙子里边，你去自欺欺人。
Brothers and sisters, either you can become an ostrich, be like a coward to put your head into the sand.
要不然你是怎么躲也躲不了，怎么绕你也绕不开。
Otherwise, you would never get around.From those difficulties.
而且常常就像以色列人遇见非利士人一样，还没有轮到我们去找敌人了，敌人已经主动找上门来了。
Just like the Israelites facing the Philistines, not until we are looking for the enemies, they have already come to us.
那我就认识一位姊妹。
I know this sister.
传邪教的，就是没日没夜的追着她传。
There, she is preaching the false
传邪教的是追着他传。
Chasing people to preach to preach the false or the religions.
追着他，追着这一位姊妹。
The those people are preaching the false or religions are chasing her to preach to her.
早上也来，中午也来，晚上也来。
They will come in the morning and during the lunch time and in the evening.
到了一个地步，他谢绝也好，拒绝也好，断绝也好，躲到地下室也好，他怎么躲都躲不了。
No matter how she rejected their preaching, and the hide from them, there's no way out. There's no way to get away from them.
他很苦恼，叫大家都为他祷告。
She's so worried and then asked the brother and sister to pray for her.
但是一个躲字在他的里边，他怎么躲也躲不了了。
With this word hiding inside of her, she could not hide from them.
那只等到有一天，他在信心的里边，他就站起来。
Until one day, in the faith, she stand up.
他就说：“我为什么要怕他？我为什么要躲他呢？”
She said, "Why would I be afraid of them? Why do I need to hide from them?"
弟兄姊妹，这一位姊妹，她就立刻得着能力，她就胜过了眼前的这个环境。
And then she obtained this power and then conquered the environment around her.
所以你看见了吗？除非我们有加勒的心智。
So have you seen that unless we have the spirit of Caleb,
我们主动地把敌人当作我们的食物来吃。
We actively taking the enemies as the bread of him.
我们主动地去找敌人来当作我们的食物来吃。
We voluntarily actively to seek enemies to fight.
要不然的话，我们就反过来被他吞吃掉的。
And then, otherwise we will be beaten, will be conquered by the enemies.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情就是那么实际，就是那么简单的。
The spiritual thing is just so simple and practical.
那么第二点，神就借着这漫漫长夜的四十年。
Secondly, God used this long 40 years.
那么他在以色列人中呢，就预备了生命的环境。
And among Israelites, he prepared the environment of life.
你光有生命的性格是不行的。
It is not enough to have just the characters of life.
你得有一个生命的环境。
You will need the environment of life.
所以参孙他才能够在这个环境的里边他生出来，他才能够在这个环境的里边他才能够长大的。
So Samson can born and then grow in this environment.
但是弟兄姊妹，当时以色列人他们在非利士人的辖制的下面。
But brothers and sisters, the Israelites were in the hands of the Philistines.
他们不要说反抗的力气，他们连反抗的胆量都已经没有了。
Not to mention the power to defeat the enemies. They don't even have the strength.
你去读《士师记》，你会发现一个非常屈辱的一个历史。
You will find a very poor history when you reading the Judges.
以色列人他们拿一把刀彼此砍来砍去，他们是砍得很带劲的。
The Israelites are fighting each other very actively.
但是直到参孙出现以前，他们跟非利士人从来是没有打赢过的。
But they never defeated the Philistines until the appearance of Samson.
他们没有那个力气，他们也没有那个胆量。
They didn't have that strength or power.
那么甚至在参孙出生以后了
even after after Samson was born,
那么他起来要做士师带领以色列人征战
he rise up to lead Israelites to fight,
那他手里的兵器也不过是驴身上拿来的一根骨头
the weapon in his hand is only a bone of a donkey,
那么所以弟兄姊妹这个怎么能够叫以色列人不害怕怎么能够叫他们不绝望
How can the Israelites not be afraid, not be disappointed or desperate?
那么这个很明显的，这个不是那个生命的环境，这个不是参孙可以生长、可以出生、可以生长的那个土壤。
Obviously, that is not the environment that Samson can be born and grow.
所以我们看见神的工作就很稀奇，就绕过了这些以色列人。
So we can see how marvelous God's work is to turn around the all those Israelites.
那么在士师记的十三章，刚才我们读过了第三节，那里说耶和华的使者向一个但支派的妇人显现。
So when we are reading the chapter 13 of Judges, the angel of the Lord appeared to the women of the tribe of Dan.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读圣经细心的话，你就会觉得这个是叫当时所有的人都跌破眼镜的一件事情。
If you are reading the Bible carefully, you know that this story amazed all the people.
包括参孙的母亲这个妇人。
Including the woman Samson's mother.
但是弟兄姊妹，神做工不就常常是这样的吗
？Brothers and sisters, isn't God doing His work like that?Often,
我们读过约书亚记和士师记，我们都知道一件事情。
Well, if you have read Book of Joshua and Book of Judges, you will know this thing.
但这个支派啊，是当时迦南地里边以色列十二个支派当中光景最差，他们啊这个遭遇最悲惨的一个支派。
So the tribe of Dan had this poorest condition among all the 12 tribes in the land of Canaan.
虽然以色列的全体都在非利士人的手下，他们有四十年。
Even though the whole nation of Israel was in the hands of Philistines for 40 years.
但是别的支派，他们好坏还都有自己的那一亩三分地在那里。
But the other tribes, at least they have some heritages, properties.
他们好坏还有一份属于自己的产业。
And they at least they have their own heritage.
但是弟兄姊妹，整个的这个但支派，他们是完全归零的一个支派。
But the whole tribe of Dan had nothing.
他们在迦南地，他们没有一块是属于自己的地方。
There's no place for them to live.
所以他们就在流着奶与蜜的地方，他们做了属灵的吉普赛人。
But they have become this people with nothing in the land of milk and honey.
他们到处流浪了。
They are wandering around.
他们不但要受非利士人的苦害。
They not only they're going through all the difficulties from the Philistines.
他们还要受自己同胞的冷落和讥诮。
And also from their own people, their own brethren.
如果你我是以色列人，我们今天遇见一个但支派的人。
If you are the Israelites today, and then you come across a people from the tribe of Dan.
我们差不多就会跟他说：“你厉害，你厉害，你拿一块地给我看看。”
We would say to him, "Oh, you're so strong and powerful. You can just show me a land."
我们知道他拿不出来的。
We know that he couldn't do that.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们当然是可以这么说。
Brothers and sisters, of course we can say that today.
因为但支派的祖先当初他们没有在信心的里边跟上神的应许。
because the ancestors of the tribe of Dan, they didn't follow God's will in history.
所以才造成了今天这个结局，他们是罪有应得。
Which produces this outcome, they deserved it.
但是难道这样就叫神把他们撇在一边，就不用他们了吗？
But will God just put them down and not to use them?
我们也都知道在圣经的里边，女人不生育啊，那就是代表生命的停止和绝望。
We know that in Bible that an infertility of women represents the end of life and hopelessness.
如果你和我是当时的以色列人，
If you and I were the Israelites at that time,
我们都会问神一个问题。
We will all ask God this question.
讲到信心的话，加勒最大，他是犹大支派。
Speaking of faith, Caleb is the biggest. He was in the tribe of Judah.
讲到能力的话，约书亚是走在前面，他是以法莲的支派。
Speaking of power, Joshua is the biggest. He is the tribe of.
那么神如果要为以色列人预备一个拯救的话，
If God will prepare a salvation for the Israelites,
那么总要到犹大或者以法莲的人当中去找。
He will always come to the tribe of Judah and Ephraim.
为什么神预备的拯救要成就在这么一个绝望的支派，这么一个绝望的妇女的身上？
Why God raised up His salvation in this poorest tribe on this poorest women?
所以我们看见，连参孙的母亲都不敢相信这件事情。
And we can see that even Samson's mother didn't believe it.
所以耶和华的使者来向他宣告以后。
When the Lord, when the angel of the Lord appeared to her,
他没有像玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我的灵以我的救主，我的神来喜乐。
Not like Mary, he didn't say that, oh, my Lord is the biggest, and I will do whatever he says.
那么他跑去告诉他的丈夫。
He went to tell his, her, she went to tell her husband.
那么他的丈夫就像基甸一样。
And her husband was like Gideon.
那么到神的面前再去求一次印证。
And he prayed to God one more time.
所以我们看见了吗？从上到下，从里到外，神的工作是完全超出了人的意念和人的法则的。
Overall, God's work was beyond our imagination, our rules.
但是弟兄姊妹，难道神不这？不正是神的道路和法则吗？
But brothers and sisters, isn't that the rules and the way of God's work?
四十年的漫漫长夜，神就把全体的以色列人，把参孙的父母都带到了一个全然归零、毫无盼望的地步。
So with these 40 years, God just brought all the Israelites, including Samson's parents, down to the ground zero.
他为着他自己的工作，为着他自己的拯救，神就这样的他预备了一个生命的环境。
For his own salvation, he prepared this environment of life.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常的到主的面前，我们去求出路，我们去求拯救的。
Brothers and sisters, we often come before God to seek our ways out, to seek our salvation.
但是有一件事情我们要注意，我们常常的，我们对主做工的道路和法则，我们太缺乏认识，太缺乏经历了。
But we really not know, do not know the way and the rules of God's work.
希伯来十三章八节那里有一句话。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
那么这句话就告诉我们说，主的工作四千年前是那样做的话，那么今天也是仍然是一样做的。
This verse tells us that whatever the Lord has done 4,000 years ago, He would do the same.
虽然今天我们的情形好像圣徒诗歌509首那里边唱的。
Even though our own condition nowadays is like what have been said in the hymn book 509.
我们在暗中摸索，无一线亮光。
Oh, so are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see.
我们是何等的疲乏，我们是何等的忧愁。
Are you weary and troubled?
好像我们越祷告，我们的信心和耐心就越进到一个完全归零的那个地步的里边。
The more you pray, our faith and our patience will go down to the ground zero.
弟兄姊妹，我要问你，也要问我说，此时此刻，我们的心里到底是感谢还是埋怨？
Brothers and sisters, I need to ask myself and also ask you, right now at this moment, is your faith, your faith is in Him?
我们从诗诗记的记录我们来看，四十年的漫漫长夜是一个完全归零的一个过程。
When we look at the history in Judges, we know that the long history of 40 years, it is the process to be brought to the ground zero.
因为这个是神最奇妙的工作。
That is the most marvelous work of God.
经过漫漫长夜的预备。
Through the preparation of the long dark night.
我们刚才读到十三章的第八节。
When we are reading the chapter 13, verse 8.
弟兄姊妹，你不要小看了马诺亚的这个祷告。
Do not look lowly of Manoah's prayer.
经过漫漫长夜四十年的预备。
Through the preparation of the long dark night of 40 years.
才会有一个最失败的以色列人，一个最不可能的父亲，他在神面前他有一个祷告。
There will be a failure Israelite, and then this father of impossible.He had this prayer.
他说：“主啊，求你指教我们怎样带这要降生的孩子。”
He prayed, "Oh Lord, teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born."
弟兄姊妹，这不是靠一咬牙一跺脚可以喊出来的口号。
This is not something that by your determination.
这是需要经过四十年的制作。
It has to go through the 40 years of making.
需要经过漫漫长夜的羞辱、屈辱，才能够制作出来的一个祷告。
It has to go through this 40 years long dark night of humility and all those difficulties.
我认识一对弟兄姊妹。
I know this couple of brothers and sisters.
他们为着前面侍奉主的道路，他们就祷告主的带领。
They were praying for the service ahead of them, for themselves.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现属灵的事情常常是这样的
？But brothers and sisters, have you realized that the spiritual things like this?
你越是祷告，越是暗中摸索，无一线亮光。
The more you pray, the more you will find there's no light.Ahead of you.
你越是祷告，主就越是把你带到一个全然归零的地步的里边。
The more you pray, the more the God will bring you to the ground zero, to completely nothing.
所以十年之久，这个弟兄这一对的弟兄和姊妹，他们祷告，他们看不见亮光。
For a very long time, as 10 years, they prayed, but they didn't see a light.
他们里边是何等疲乏，何等的忧愁。
They're so weary and so troubled.
他们里边很苦恼。
They're so troubled inside and within them.
他们听不见主，而且他们眼睛所看见的环境都是零，都是不可能。
They couldn't hear the Lord, and then all the environment around them is zero.
而且他们越祷告，这个零就越大，这个零就越重。
And then the more they pray, the spirit within them is more bigger and heavier.
那么他们好像那个不会怀孕、不会生育的妇女一样。
They were just like the barren woman.
他们想，大概主已经把他们都撇下了。
They thought maybe God has put us down.
主的心意越过他们了。
God's will has crossed us.
他们就好像那个但支派的父亲一样，他们想没有孩子就算了，因为他们不配，配不上主的工作。
They thought maybe they were like the father in the tribe of Dan. They didn't deserve it.
那么他们在这个意念的里边，就有一个想法从他们里边出来，就放弃算了。
With this feeling, they had this idea to give up.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当他们达到这么一个全然归零，几乎都要失脚的境地的里边。
When they reached the ground zero to completely nothing.
那么有一天，姊妹她在早晨她灵修祷告主的时候，
When the sister was doing his morning devotion in one day,
主就明明确确地借着圣经向她说话。
And the Lord spoke to her right through the Bible.
他们祷告了十年的那条路，主就明明白白地显在他们的面前。
The way that they prayed for 10 years, God manifested to them.
那么那天早上，这位姊妹高兴的像只小鸟一样，她跑过去唱着跳着，她跑过去告诉她的弟兄说：“主说话了，主说话了。”
That sister was so joyful that morning, like a little bird, and then she just went to her husband and saying, "Lord spoke to me. Lord spoke to me."
我们感谢主，他借着漫漫长夜的40年，他预备了以色列人的性格。
We thank the Lord through the long dark night of 40 years, He prepared the characters of Israel's life.
他预备了生命的环境。
He prepared the environment of life.
那么第三个预备也是最重要的。
And the third preparation is the most important.
那么就是神预备了他的拯救来回应，来满足那个艰难的世代的里边神儿女们的需要。
So he prepared his salvation in response to God's people's needs in this difficult time.
弟兄姊妹，如果你我是当时的以色列人，
Brothers and sisters, if you and I were the Israelites at that time,
我们为着眼前非利士人的难处，
for the difficulties from the Philistines,
我们有祷告聚会，我们向神呼求，
we have these prayer meetings and we pray to God.
我们会怎样祷告呢？
How will we pray?
我们可能会说，神啊，你叫我们也可以拥有锋利的铁器。
Maybe we will pray to God that, Oh Lord, let us to have those sharp iron tools.
你叫我们也可以拥有像非利士人那样的富足。
Maybe you can let us to be as rich as the Philistines.
那样的能力。
Has such power, powerful.
那么这样我们总可以和非利士人我们拼一拼了吧。
So that we can go and fight the Philistines.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很稀奇的一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, amazingly,
等到日期满足的时候，神的拯救显明出来的时候，
when the days have been fulfilled and then the will of God has been manifested,
众人都稀奇了。
And everyone was marvelous.
那么，这个拯救不是先进的武器。
The salvation was not the sharp tools.
不是大能的军队。
It's not a powerful army.
也不是财富。
Not the wealth.
而是拿细尔人。
But the Nazarites.
我们今天因为时间的缘故。
Because of the time's sake.
我们要讲一下从新约的启示的里边，我们怎么看拿细尔人。
We have to mention from the revelation of the New Testament, how do we see the Nazarites?
弟兄姊妹，保罗在哥林多后书5:14-15那里讲过一句话。
Brothers and sisters, Paul from the Second Corinthians chapter 5.
他说：“原来基督的爱激励我们，叫我们这些活着的人不再为自己而活，乃为那替我们死而复活的主。”
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天，如果这个是你和我心中所愿的。
Brothers and sisters, if this is the desire for us today,
那么你我，我们就是今世代的拿细尔人。
Then we are the Nazarites.In this age,
弟兄姊妹，今天的时代实在是太强大了。
Brothers and sisters, today this world is so powerful.
今天的时代实在是太邪恶了。
And then so evil.
强大邪恶到一个时代，你是根本没有办法抵挡。
And then to a point, you cannot stop a defeat.
神的家要面对今世代的挑战。
The house of God has to face with the challenges of today.
非要主在我们中间预备和兴起一个拯救才行的。
God has to raise up a salvation and a preparation among us.
弟兄姊妹，这个拯救就是拿细尔人。
Brothers and sisters, the salvation is the Nazarite.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们愿主你的话能够留在我们里边。
Oh Lord, we pray that your words will be kept in us.
把我们在今世代的环境的里边，你的话能够带领我们往前走。
Your words can lead us forward in today's age.
愿主你的话也来兴起我们。
And may your words can rise us up.
加添我们里边的能力。
Strengthen us with.
叫我们能够像参孙的年代一样。
And then let us to be with the same as the times of Samson.
被主你兴起来做拿西尔人。
And rise up by you to be the Nazarite.
能够叫你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天。
Let your wills be done in on the earth like in heaven.
我们祷告乃是靠主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in your holy name. Amen.